Cynthia, you have the most fun story to tell me. What happened yesterday and what was yesterday?
Yesterday was Valentine's Day. And my husband gave me a gift of a scratch-off. And I'm like, oh, that's really expensive. You scratch it off, I won $100,000.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, my God, that's not real. It's not real.
Did you think it was like a fake ticket
yes,
or something?
I did.
And hopefully he reassured you, no, sweetie, that's real.
He kept telling me it was real. It's real. So I didn't believe it until I got here today.
So you didn't take it anywhere else to have it checked? You just waited to come here this morning?
Just waited to come here this morning, yep.
So what's running through your mind? I mean, you're playing this game, you're scratching it, and all of a sudden you see it.
Yeah, my mind went blank. I'm like, no, that's wrong, that's wrong. And I read the instructions again, and I'm like, no, it says it's right. It's $100,000. So I'm like, we'll wait until tomorrow. Make sure. We'll go to the lottery. They'll tell us.
And then when you get here and we scan it and woohoo,
and
you're a winner.
Woo-hoo, and I'm like, my hands start shaking and I'm like butterflies in my stomach.
So it's still sinking in for you.
It is. It is still sinking in. I could pay off my car. I could pay off my house now.
And what awesome things to be able to do.
Yes.
But I got to ask, how's he going to top this next year?
I don't know. Maybe winning the lottery.
like a Powerball jackpot or something.
Yes, the
yes.
Powerball.
Oh, my God.
He could top it by doing that.
He'd be okay with that.
I would be.
So you got this yesterday. You're scratching now. Mm-hmm. When you won, have you told anybody else?
I told my children and my mom and my boss at work. So
what do they think about all this?
They're like, oh, my God, Cindy, I'm so happy for you.
But you said your kids didn't quite believe you.
No, they didn't. They're like, my son was like, mm-hmm.
You're like, how often do I call and tell you I won the lottery?
Right? So then immediately he goes, can I borrow $20? I said, I don't think I can afford that.
I got bills to pay.
That's
sorry.
Right. Yes.
And what's your husband's name?
Don.
Don, just Don D-O-N.
Holmes. Yep.
So, Don, what's going through your mind? You pick out this... just a scratch ticket for the wife for Valentine's. Did you think this would happen?
No. No.
So she's scratching it and she wins. What are you thinking?
I seen the dice. I knew she was a winner. So.
And then you see all those zeros.
Yeah. I thought it would just be $100, but it turned out to be $100,000. So.
Couple more zeros on there.
Yeah, just a couple.
It's a lot of fun to win. So I got to ask, what made you pick that particular ticket?
Yeah, I always play the $10 tickets.
Just
there's three of them I play.
Yeah. So did she get just the one, or did you get her all three? Or
no,
I just got one.
Give her the one.
Well, that was the right one.
And they were losers. But it was worth it.
He saved the right one, didn't you?
He did, because usually he gets me the crossword puzzle.
And those are fun, too.
Yes, they are fun.
But here you are, $100,000 richer.
I know.
Gosh. So you think you're going to celebrate a little more for Valentine's?
A little more today, yep.
That's exciting.
It is.
And where do you work at?
I work at Walmart in Boone.
Nice. And so your boss is totally understanding.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh yes.
Yeah. I'll give you more. Go ahead and go get your lottery
go
prize.
Get your money.
And do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I will be 55 in July.
Well, so. It's kind of early birthday present,
it is.
Too.
It is.
It's a good year, right?
It's a very good year.
Right? So, yes. Now, do you pick out some on your own, or just kind of what he brings you? Or
Just what he brings me.
Yeah.
He does that part of it.
I think he picked good.
He picked a really good one this time.
Well, congratulations to you guys.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Your win, and maybe we'll see you again sometime.
Yeah, hopefully.